behind two home runs and five RBI from Nick Anderson. The Lincoln Salt Dogs got an 11-7 win over the Kansas City Monarchs on Monday night in the series opener at Haymarket Park. Anderson hit a three-run homer in the bottom of the third and connected on this two-run blast in the fifth inning.
Swinging a high drive deep left field. Did he do it again? Robson back on the warning track at the wall, and yes, he did. The legend continues. Nick Anderson with a multi-home run game. A two-run shot in the bottom of the fifth, and the Salt Dogs lead it 9-3.
Michael Dixon on KFOR with a call. Game two of the series is tonight with coverage starting at 6:35 here on KFOR. In the majors on Monday, the Kansas City Royals picked up a 7-0 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis as part of interleague play. In the National League, the Chicago Cubs fell to the Cincinnati Reds 8-5. Colorado beat the New York Mets 11-10. American League action, Toronto blanked the Minnesota Twins 3-0, and Detroit won over the Chicago White Sox 6-5. Nebraska's Max Anderson and Will Walsh, they were named to the 2023 Big Ten Baseball All-Tournament team. Anderson hit .444 to play with a tournament-high 8 hits in 4 games. Walsh went 2-0 on the mound in 10 two-thirds innings of work during the tournament. Maryland, Indiana, and Iowa are the teams from the Big Ten that reached the NCAA Baseball Tournament. Each region will be made up of 4 teams playing in a double-elimination format. They're set to begin this Friday and running through next Monday. Regional winners will advance to the best of 3 super regionals. Those 8 winners go on to the College World Series in Omaha beginning June 16th. After withdrawing from the NBA draft, Creighton center Ryan Kalkbrenner is returning for a 4th season in the Blue Jays' men's basketball program. He made that announcement on Twitter Monday. Kalkbrenner averaged 15 points a game in helping Creighton to the Elite 8 of the NCAA tournament in March. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.